Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I call the senator to order under the provisions of Rule 19.
Mr. President.
Senator from Massachusetts.
Mr. President, I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate. I ask leave of the Senate to continue my remarks.
Is there objection?
Object.
I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The senator will take her seat.
Sit down now and you would like it. That was Elizabeth Warren and Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell invoked a, 115-year-old rule called Rule 19 that you're not allowed to disparage and or be nasty and or be a meanie weenie on the floor. And if you are, we can invoke Rule 19 and you got to be shh. She didn't really do anything there comparatively to what she's done in the last month or so as far as Jeff Sessions goes. And this is all about Jeff Sessions. This is all about that. 110%. But she wanted to read something from Loretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King. And it was a letter sent to Strom Thurmond in 1986. She says, I write to express my sincerest opposition to the confirmation of Jeffrey B. Sessions as federal district court judge for the Southern District of Alabama. My professional and personal roots in Alabama are deep and lasting. Anyone who has used the power of his office as the United States attorney to intimidate and chill the free exercise of the ballot by citizens should not be elevated to our courts. Mr. Sessions has used his awesome powers of his office in a shabby attempt to intimidate and frighten elderly black voters. For this reprehensible conduct, he should not be rewarded with a federal judgeship. I regret that a longstanding commitment prevents me from appearing in person to testify against this nominee. However, I have attached a copy of my statement opposing Mr. Sessions' confirmation, and I request that my statement, as well as this, be made part of the hearing record. I do sincerely urge you to oppose the confirmation of Mr. Sessions. Sincerely, Coretta Scott King. Which, by the way, Sessions did not get voted, and he didn't get voted down. Now he's going to be the AG. That's inevitable. I think they're getting ready to have a vote here in any time, it looks like. Her niece, actually, is it her niece that just came out and said that if she was alive today, she would be for Sessions. You know, here's the thing. Sessions, in the 80s, went after some people who, with absentee votes, helped some elderly people, some elderly black people, get to the polls. But there was also absentee votes involved. Transporting other people's votes. Little fishy. Sessions went after them hard, probably harder than he should have. But when you're a young and up-and-coming kind of person, that's what you do, right? You go hard. You want to impress. He asked for a lot of time. A lot of time. There were three people that he went after. People were upset. They ruined our lives. 100 years is what he wanted for each charge, I think. So it was like 200 years total for the charges. And it was probably way too much. But was it racist? Let me tell you something. Sessions pretty much destroyed the Ku Klux Klan in Alabama. He went after them hard, and he fought hard to desegregate the schools. So I wonder where this is coming from. And Coretta Scott King's niece has said, you know what? This is about race. This is another one of those cards that they're playing out there. But the problem is, what Mitch McConnell did was he turned her into a martyr. So she went into the room next to her. She live streamed the letter, and in doing so, brought essentially a foregone conclusion to the front of every news cycle today, because she's trending everywhere. You've turned her into a martyr. It was on like C-SPAN 8 and nobody was paying attention. And now everybody knows. Mitch McConnell was sick and tired of hearing her bash Jeff Sessions for the last several months. just wasn't the last month or so. It's been a while. They've had a feud, which you don't see senators kind of go after each other on the floor like that. It's happened. I think 1978 or 9 was the last time that somebody tried to evoke Rule 19. And that was put, by the way, that was put in place in 1902 when two guys went to blows on the floor. Right? So they put that in place. That you can't go out there and you can't be nasty and you can't say horrible things and you can't be rude and that you may disagree with somebody, but you can't come out and say you're an asshat and I think you're a moron. You can't do that. That's what it was put in place for. So people didn't squabble. But now you've turned her into a martyr. And on top of that, they're raising millions of dollars off this, right? You've turned her into a person who is, I think, starting to throw her hat in the ring for the presidency. People are already talking about that. You got to reload quick, right? That's what you do. And you have now made somebody a sympathetic figure that people were already kind of getting annoyed with. You know, even in her home state, she's not a sure thing for election, for re-election. She's not. But now you've made her a national martyr. You've martyred her because you tried to shut her up. And then other Democrats read what Coretta Scott King said, and they weren't Rule 19. So people are going, oh, it's a woman thing. Now, she's saying it's not a woman thing. Other people saying she's playing a race card. I think she's just being very, very coy. She's being smart. She's using it. Using it to her advantage across the board. She says, oh, it's not about women, because she knows the women are behind her 1,000%. She doesn't have to say it's a women thing. She already knows she's got that. She played a great card today. And Mitch McConnell fed into it. And I understand his frustration, because I've seen some of the stuff she said about Jeff Sessions and the accusations, and I think it's a bunch of BS. But and if you talk to people, both left and right, they all kind of like Jeff Sessions. This was about a fight. This wasn't about Jeff Sessions. Even though they may not be friends, this is about the guy sitting in the White House. That's what this is about. It's another way to say Donald Trump's a racist because he's appointed somebody who has some real dealings in race, feels that in 1986, this guy was a horrible person. And because it's Martin Luther King's widow, that gives her even more cred when it comes to race issues. But that's what this is. This isn't about Sessions. It wasn't about, you know, any of the other people that are in there. Most of this is they're going to fight everything that Donald Trump does, tooth and nail. They're going to fight it from top to bottom. They're going to push hard. Yeah. And they're not going to stop. And remember, she is eyeing something. She saw what Bernie did. She knows now that she's got to take the party left, left, left. That's the way that she thinks she's going to do this. She's getting the millennials on her side. She's going to get the women on her side. She's running for president. And she got her kickstart today. She got a kickstart. Ah, there you go. And they're raising money hand over fist. They're going to raise tons of money off this because they're eyeing 2 years from now to make sure they get back enough seats so they can start blocking stuff. And she's putting herself in a position where she because right now there's no leader in the Democratic Party. You say, who's the leader in the Democratic Party? Pelosi? That's really Schumer? Bernie? But Liawatha? Who's 1/32nd pretend Indian? Maybe. Maybe. But you've martyred her now, Mitch. Just let it go. Just let it go. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423. You can also call the program 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Little, what's next? We're going to talk about the refugees. What's next for a refugee? If you're a refugee, what's next for you in this entire situation? Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see what's next.
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next? You text the program 323-538-2423. Text message coming in. The Democrats better start talking issues they're going to lose in 2018. About Mitch McConnell. Bad mistake on his part. Absolutely. I agree. 110%. You text the program 323-538-2423. Still waiting for the Ninth Circuit Court to rule on the travel moratorium, the travel delay, the pausing of the travel of the seven nations that were outlined by President Obama and then put into some a little bit more of a vice grip, if you will, of the vetting going on by denying people from those nations to travel here. What happens next if you are a person that is coming here? That's a question. You're in limbo. You're stuck. And for some of these people, a good portion of them, I feel bad. First of all, I found out today that there were several people that needed surgeries. There's no reason that little kids and people who are deathly ill should not be admitted here. That's not who we are. This entire thing, and it's not a ban. A ban means that's it. It's over. It's done with. This is a moratorium. This entire thing was not thought out well. Some people were turned away, and they had been here for years. Some people own homes here. They own homes here. They own businesses here, and they were visiting. They had been here for a long time. They were residents of our country. It was not thought out well. I think that's a big issue with this. But if you're a refugee right now, you're waiting. You're waiting. You're sitting around thinking, oh, cool. Whoa. Do we go now? I was listening to one family today who are back, and they're in Pennsylvania. And they said that they were on the plane and everything was fine. They were flying, and halfway through their flight, this went into effect. It's crazy. It is. When you think about it, the way that it wasn't thought out correctly. I understand. And I actually am behind a taking a look at the vetting process, whether it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. If we can't figure it out within about a month or two how this thing is going to go as far as process, then we've got bigger issues to fry. I think we can. But it was not well thought out. And sometimes in life, it is better to measure twice and cut once. Meaning, rather than do it tomorrow, rather than rush it out there, let's do it next week and take a look at it across the board. Let's get feedback from other people on what is going to be acceptable and what is not going to be acceptable. Meaning, and I'm not talking about feedback even from Democrats. I'm talking about feedback from the law world, right? Feedback from people who maybe go, hey, you're going to have an issue here. And the other side of it is too, let's also get feedback from the people that are going to have to deal with this mess at the airports and elsewhere so they have an understanding of what's going on. Get feedback from them, and we give them feedback of what we want. But the rush to get stuff done, sometimes it's better to take your time and get it done correctly than just get it done for the sake of getting it done. If you're a refugee right now, if you're somebody who is trying to come here, and yes, ISIS has said over and over again, they're going to try to infiltrate through the refugee program. And we have to be wary and we have to be cautious, but we don't have to be stupid and we don't have to be cruel. Somebody who's been here for 13 years, somebody owns a home, somebody owns a business, somebody who's never caused any trouble should be here. What's next for them? I think it's like everything else. I think if you're somebody who's here illegally, you're probably thinking, welcome to our world. The political football is the political football, and you're now a part of it. With breaking news, Senator Jeff Sessions has just been confirmed as the Attorney General. So what was the final tally there, Phil? Do we know? Because Phil was watching it, and it was hilarious. Because he was playing some of it. It's like, such and such? Nay. Such and such? Aye. So Jeff Sessions is now our attorney general. So we've got DeVos in there. We've got, I think there's only a few more people left, right, in this cabinet to be confirmed. So Sessions is now the attorney general, which will make Trump happy. Another one of his things that he wants done is done. Jeff Sessions is a likable character. Jeff Sessions has the person I think is you know, from all accounts that I've seen and the people that I've talked to, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, and he has a good knowledge of the law, and I think he is going to look at it, and I think he's going to prosecute where it needs to be prosecuted, and I don't think he's going to overreact, and I don't think he's going to use the attorney general's office as a political pulpit for which to rule by. So, breaking news, Jeff Sessions has now been confirmed as the attorney general. So, I'm sure there's some people out there that are very upset. Now, do you go and you, like tonight, is this one of those things where do you hate Jeff Sessions so much that you've got to go out and picket and do all that stuff? Or is he not one of those? I'm always so confused. Or is it only one thing at a time? Oh, if you want to go out and you want to, if you want to march for Sessions, that's in the line over there. That's line number three. This is two. This is for the Muslim ban. That's not a Muslim ban. It's not a Muslim ban. So I don't know if they're going to go out there, because I'm sure he is, you know, the left thinks he is the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. So I'm sure maybe somebody will march. 52-47. So 52-47. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chime in as well on the phony line, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. Jeff Sessions, again, breaking news, has been confirmed as the next attorney general. That's just in right now. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Jeff Sessions, now the attorney general. Now there's another breaking news. Trump saying that, look, I wanted to delay the travel ban, but I was told no. I don't buy that, bro. Sorry. I don't think anybody tells you no. Right? I don't think anybody tells you no. That's just the way I feel. I could be wrong in this. Who told you no? Was it Bannon? Was it Steve Bannon that told you no? Come on, you could tell us. Point, you got to get one of those puppets. You know those puppets up there? Was it this guy? Did he tell you no? Did he tell you bad, bad? Did he tell you no, no, no? Did he? No, you're the president of the United States. You can have him offed. Right? Probably calls Putin. Hey, Pooter, do you just shoot him or what do you do? But I'm sorry. That's his breaking news. I wanted to have the ban delayed, and I was told no. I'm still trying to figure out who told you no, because you're the president of the United States of America. Nobody should be telling you jack squat, right? You're the president, el presidente, the big boss, el jefe. Nobody's telling you no. The buck stops with you. So the buck stopped with you here. That's just the way I feel. Maybe I'm a jerk, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. Again, Jeff Sessions is the attorney general. 52-47. Sounds like a high school basketball game, girls basketball game. 52-47, we won. Oh, good. Joe Manchin, did he vote? Yes, or did he vote present? There was only one Democrat. Not a shocker. Wow, party lines. Actually, the poll I have up right now is, should we, I mean, would you like to see a third party in this country? Or has the two-party system failed us? And right now, it's 100% yes, the two-party system's failed us. I'd love to see a strong third party. I think it would be great. Strong third party in this nation would be fabulous. Fabulous. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I went home last night and got something to eat. And I was relaxing, and 60 Minute Sports came on. So 60 Minute Sports comes on, and Hope Solo, who's the goalie for the women's national team, is controversially, she was the goalie. She won the World Cup with them, but last year they lost in the quarterfinals of the Olympics. And during that, she after the game, she tweeted, and the comments were that, you know, the Swedish team that won the game were nothing but a bunch of cowards. The best team didn't win the game. And so she was suspended and her contract was terminated, which I found to be, well, that's a little bit much for that. But she's got a lot of issues. She does. The woman has a lot of issues. But the other thing is Hope Solo, along with a lot of these other women that play for the U.S. women's national team, have been pushing for equal pay. They don't get paid anything near what the men get paid. And there's, you know, look, understandable. Tennis is about the sport where you could say it's on equal footing as far as viewership. But even then, more men's tickets are sold than women's. And, you know, during the Women's World Cup, I think they got $2 million and they won it. And, you know, FIFA, that's the governing body, they paid them $2 million for the victory. In the Men's World Cup, the Germans who won it, they got $33 million. Well, understand, too, that, you know, there was, 1.6 billion people watching it on any given day. I mean, we had 111 people in this country watch the Super Bowl this past weekend. A World Cup game is going to get you 250 to 350 million. That's just the preliminary matches. So under the size and the scope of that is massive. It's not happening for the females. It's not. It's not happening for the women. But our women are the best in the world. Our women push hard. Our women, if you look at it, on par. First of all, they got a lot more success, but that's because of our colleges and the competition isn't as good. It's getting a lot better. But for several years, there was like three countries that could play. It was like watching women's college basketball. It's UConn and then whoever they're going to beat in the final. Baylor, maybe. So our women, though, it's gotten a lot better. It's got a lot more parity, but we're still heads, you know, by and large, we're heads and tails the best team in the world on any given day. Our men aren't. Our men are nowhere near that. And when it comes to making money, our men blow past them, yet when you look at the revenues, they're near about the same. So they want to go on strike. So, and here's where you take an opportunity to blow somebody out, even if they may help you, because they may be more headache than they were. So Hope Solo, along with several of the other women, have been fighting. They've been threatening to strike. They've been threatening to do all of these things. Because they want better pay. I think they get $72,000 a year as a full-time contract to play with the U.S. national team, and they make some bonuses. They may make $120,000, $130,000, which is great money, but our big-time national team players, I think they're making God knows how much, you know, depending on where they're playing, what they're doing, and they've got a national women's professional soccer league that doesn't do very well, and so they may make $30,000 or $40,000 there. So it's not like they're making a ton of money. But when you look at the overall scope of what's being brought in across the board, they're doing okay. They're on par with the men. Hope Solo, though, she said she thought she was kicked off the team because of the pay. Take a listen to this.
It's a battle on the field. You know, this is our livelihood. This is a battle of representing our country. You don't have time to ask nicely. I think the Federation thought that if they removed me from the team, then they could also remove me from this fight for equal pay. And they got that wrong, because I am more impassioned about this fight now than I ever have been before.
She's still fighting. But this is also one of those things where she's kind of a bit of a bad egg. She is, she's had a few domestic violence issues where she was arrested, including, I think, fighting with her nephew last year. that's still currently in limbo. Her ex-husband and her have been in more than a few squabbles where police have been called and she's been taken away. Not all of her teammates like her. She's a great goalie. She is. But she's loud. She is. And I think there's something to be said for the fact that I think there is a little bit of a bias here. I think they took a chance to cut her. I didn't say she was a good teammate because I don't know if she is. But she's a winner. I do know that. And she's loud. I do know that. And if you sit back and you think to yourself, how would they treat a man in a situation like this? Especially a man that's potentially a you know, your number one at that position. Maybe the most important singular position on the field. How would you treat a man? She continues on.
The only thing that I really regret is not saying goodbye to people sooner before it became unhealthy. If you don't have positive people in your life, even if they are family, it can be burdensome. I fought tooth and nail for women's rights, for civil rights, for equal pay, and they will know that I changed the way goalkeeping is played.
Well, for women, I think she's done that. She was a bit full of herself last night, saying, well, you know, I'm the greatest of all time kind of thing. Let's slow your roll there. Slow your roll. I played with many of the girls on the women's national team, even when I was fat and out of shape. So let's all slow our roll. Chad, what? Please, really? But I think there was some right. I think they took a chance to kick her to the curb because she was so loud and she was so in your face. And here's the thing. I don't know if she's a bad person or not. I really don't think. I don't know her. I don't know if she's bad. I think she made noise that they didn't like. She has had some issues. Her husband got drunk one night and she was in the passenger seat and they crashed the van that they were using for the U.S. soccer team. So they've had some issues along the way. And this whole, it was one of those things where they took a chance to blow her out on something that was pretty innocuous. I mean, you're as an athlete, I play a game. If I lose and I'm upset, I may say something that later on I go, oh, that was stupid. But I don't expect to be blown out of the water, especially if I said the other team was cowards, which Sweden was. Tactically, they were cowards. They held on. They wanted a penalty kick. They won the game. They move on. But when you're loud like this, I think this, more so than anything else, you could point and say, you know what? I think there is bias there. I think there is bias. You know, men's golf, basketball. I mean, the minute a girl from the, you know, WNBA says, I think I should be paid as much as LeBron James, shush, you know, shush, shush. Let's not be insane. But when it comes to this, absolutely. I think they have every right to bitch. They have absolutely every right to bitch. 110%, especially because they're winning. And when you look at what they've brought in money-wise, it's been near equal. I think Tim Howard played 8 games and he made like $350,000. She played like 50 games. She made like 72 plus bonus, made her like $140,000. Yeah, she's got it. I think she has every right to bitch. We don't like people that bitch in this world. We don't like people that cause stirs, right? We want people, no matter what business it is, toe the line, toe the line, toe the line. Today, Elizabeth Warren did what she did. I didn't think it was appropriate for Mitch McConnell to do what he did, and I think it turned her into a martyr. I think, and she'll use that to her advantage, and she'll say, look at me, look at me. I've been downtrodden and treated like crap, and it's a male world, blah, 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 and I deserve this, that, and the other, and I don't buy into that. Hope Solo and the way that the women are treated there, I buy into a little bit of that. I do. The one thing I will notice, though, is this also goes to show you the kind of teammate she was, and that's one of the other reasons I think she got blown out. None of her teammates liked her. They tolerated her because she was talented, but they weren't really into her. And that doesn't help you either. When people like you, you get other chances in life. Your talent will give you a lot of chances, but eventually you run out of steam and nobody else wants to take a chance on you. If you're somewhat talented, but you're likable, oh, you'll get a lot of chances. A lot of chances. Speaking of chances, why take a chance on one website to find the perfect hire? Why would you do that? What are you thinking? You're doing the hiring. You don't have time for all of this stuff. Why don't you go to ZipRecruiter.com? Posting your job in one place, it's tough, it's time-consuming, and in truth, why would you want to post to 2, 3, or 4 and take you all that time when, bam, with one singular click, ZipRecruiter.com can post your job to 200-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook, like Twitter. That's what you want. The great thing is you're going to be able to find the right candidate. Any city, industry, nationwide, just post once and watch those qualified candidates roll into you. ZipRecruiter's got an easy-to-use interface, which is going to help you out. No juggling emails, crazy phone calls. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. And time is money, and we all know that. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. 200-plus sites for your job. Stop fishing with a fishing pole. Fish with a net. You're going to catch more that way. Right now, my listeners, the Chad Benson Show, go to ZipRecruiter.com and for free, you could post your job. ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post that job for free today. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all?
You text the program 323-538-2423. Got a lot of text messages coming in. Jack from Indiana wants to know what a good third party would be. I think they're libertarians. I think if they've got a great idea. The problem is they always have yahoos. But I think you can find a solid independent third party. People that have conservative values in the way that they deal with issues like sovereignty of land, borders, immigration, trade, fiscal things, how we protect our country, how we take on terrorists. I think you could find somebody that is also that realizes that choice is a choice, that I don't want to legislate morals on people, and that we should allow human beings to make their own choices in life across the board, who they love, what they do with their body, and as long as they're not hurting somebody else. I think you could find somebody out there that has a common sense kind of feel. Will we have that? I don't know. I do not know, friend. I do not know. I think it's out there, and I think we're getting closer to it. And I think it's going to happen soon. Hasn't happened yet, but I think it will. Hey, speaking of happening, scientists are worried because we're trying to contact aliens, and they're like, hey, guys, how about we don't do this because, you know, it's not going to go good for us. Like, we're going to end up in a bad situation, and we're all going to be food, essentially, is what they're saying. Scientists are really worried that the more that we search for life out there, the more chances we're going to find life out there, and there is always a good chance that life out there will be far more advanced than we are, and we, for all intents and purposes, will be colonized and or squashed like a bug. Oh, gosh. It is, you know, think about it. What would you do, right? Because, like, what we do now, look back through human history, not American history, just human history. We don't recognize something. We don't know who they are or what they are. So our first thing is to lash out at them, right? We lash out at them, and then we enslave them, and then we make them do our bidding. That's not just American history. That's human history. The only good news is, what if we found some advanced civilization that actually helped us become, you know, started us on that path? There's something there. But outside of that, I agree. I don't want to find something like that because they're going to be like, you know, they're going to come kick our ass. Have you guys not seen Independence Day? Have none of you seen Independence Day? And we're not going to have Jeff Goldblum saving us. We're not going to have Will Smith saving us. That's all pretend. The movie Signs, it's not real. They're not afraid of water. They're going to kill us. It's going to suck. War of the Worlds? We're done. So maybe we should stop looking. Because sometimes you may find something you don't like. Like something that wants to eat our face. How would you like to be food? Yeah. Twilight Zone. How to Starve a Man. How to Serve Man. Would you want that? How would you serve man? Brisket? Maybe they got a giant, huge roasting machine? You don't know. So maybe we just leave well enough alone. That's all I'm saying out there, kids. That's all I'm saying. Text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting. I try to get back to you as fast as possible and answer everything. We got a lot of stuff still to get to. You can call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Take the podcast with you everywhere you go. You're going to love it. I promise. It's absolutely free or your money back. You can go to ChadBensonShow.com, pick up the podcast, iTunes, places like that. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.